You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. That's the theme music from a news program called Greenversal. It's packed with environmental news, local, national, international. And it's all put together by a student from Ann Arbor's Huron High School. Megan Hees, Greenversal, is one of 15 projects that's been honored by the EPA for environmental activism. She won the 2016 Presidential Environmental Youth Award for Greenversal. Her website and the YouTube channel that has her environmental news reports. And she is with us now. Megan, congrats on the award.
Thank you so much.
Why did you create Greenversal? What hole were you trying to fill?
Well, I just noticed there was a lack of news concerning the environment in the mainstream media, especially in this past year with the political atmosphere. And with that comes a lack of awareness concerning environmental news in the public, and I wanted to increase that awareness.
So what are your sources? How do you go about getting all this information?
Well, the most common sources I use are The Guardian, New York Times, NPR, and I just find what is most interesting to me and also what has the most global impact. And I just write a quick script and compile about 5 into 1 video.
And are you doing this every week?
Yes.
Well, a lot of work. Now, who do you feel is your target audience?
Well, people of all ages, really, old or young. I was actually at the Ann Arbor Green Fair a week ago, and I was surprised at how many people showed interest. There were kids, teenagers, adults, and elderly people. So really, it's just people of all ages.
And why YouTube?
Everyone, or most people, use YouTube, and you don't have to really dig for anything. If you're subscribed, you can just see my videos in your subscription box, and it's accessible to everyone.
What's the spread? How far has your work gone?
It's gone from the U.S. to Mexico to Vietnam to Europe. It's basically everywhere, just a little bit.
Kind of exciting, I'm sure, as you're putting these together to think that people are clicking on and watching it. Do you find that young people, let's just say high schoolers your age, are as interested and aware of environmental news and issues as you hope they are?
Well, I don't know that they're as aware as I am, but I'm hoping to increase that awareness because with environmental awareness, especially in a younger population, comes the potential for more action.
Now, I know you're going to D.C. later in the summer to receive your award, you and the other 14 winners, from Administrator Scott Pruitt, and he actually released a quote praising your work. And here's someone who spent a lot of his career as Oklahoma's Attorney General fighting and suing the agency he now leads. Yeah. What do you and your friends, if you talk about what's going on, what do you think his leadership and President Trump's agenda could mean for our environment?
So far, we've seen that the White House has not really been supportive of environmental efforts, especially in fighting climate change. It seems a bit counterintuitive, but hopefully once they see these 15 young people coming to the White House who are so passionate about saving the environment, maybe they'll change their minds and a bit of their agenda.
Do you have a feeling like it will be on you and your generation to kind of keep up that fight?
Yes, because we're the generation that has to fix what's going on. There's no one else.
Well, you can check out Megan's work by going to her website, greenversal.org, or you can go to YouTube and find her channel, Greenversal, right there on YouTube with lots of videos. Megan, congratulations, and
Thank
keep
you.
Up the good work, and
Thank
we'll
you
be
so
watching
much.
You.
Thank you.